Losing someone to suicide is so overwhelming. One of my first thoughts was, really? No life at all was better than a life with me and us? And I can't help you anymore. I can't be on your side anymore. You made this decision, and I realized I had to accept the fact that this was not an easy decision. It had been 10 years since her first try, and I had to accept the fact that she had come to terms with this and simply couldn't tell me, and I couldn't feel a sense of betrayal. How can we ever understand how that mind would work?
I think when a person contemplates suicide, their life is very, very, very painful for whatever reasons. It could be addiction. It could be a bipolar disorder. It could be just simple major depressive episodes. But their life is painful. That's what's brought them to the point of, I need to end my life. The pain is way too great to continue. And so when somebody who's a survivor says to me, how could they possibly do this? Didn't they love me enough to stay alive and not commit this horrendous act? My thought for them is they didn't want to put their pain onto you. They loved you so much that they didn't want you to have this pain. They didn't want you to be a partner in this pain. They didn't even like for you to see the pain that they were going through. And so the path of least resistance becomes, I just want to end it. Pain is the major issue.
It was always presented to me before I had to deal with suicide in my own life was that suicide was a cowardly act. Where's the bravery to continue to life and fight? And I started to look at it differently. I said, you know, along the lines of some of the things you pointed out, I thought it was a courageous move, actually. How difficult is it to take one's life? What do you have to deal with in the process of taking your life? And along the lines of what you said about she really did it to unburden us in some way, and it's true. We don't have that burden anymore, not that we wouldn't willingly accept it, but I started to look at it as really an act of love and courage as opposed to cowardice. It's funny how we change our perceptions over time.
Yes, and we've talked about altruistic suicide, and even if it's not a blatantly altruistic type of suicide where you sacrifice yourself for a value or for another person, I still think that without question in my mind, all of the years I've worked with survivors of suicide, that it's not a cowardly act, not at all. And I agree with you. In probably 99% of the cases, it's a courageous act to end my pain, to do something so I'm not a burden to someone else. It takes a lot of courage to do that. And what a lot of people forget, sometimes suicide can be an impulsive act, but a lot of times it's thought through. That's why the research says that when a person thinks it through and decides to commit the act of suicide, many times their mood for a day or two will be quite elevated. And everybody will say, she seemed to be or he seemed to be so happy the last few days. It's because they've made the decision. I've thought it through. This is what I need to do. I'm going to end this pain. I'm going to end this misery. I'm going to end my life.
And that's one reason why we decided to label this topic, I'm not angry at you for doing it, and that was very important to my acceptance.